Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's bring in Jerry Jones on the Diamond Factory Hotline here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Sean, RJ, Bobby. Good morning.
Jerry, your thoughts on the DeMar Hamlin, Bills-Bengals situation that the entire world was captivated and disturbed by last night. What were your thoughts?
Well, it's concern for DeMar's family and his loved one, his teammates, that entire Bills organization, and really the Bengals as well. They were so much a part of it there. And it was certainly the most different thing that I've watched, and relative to just the sincere outpouring of interest in DeMar's family's well-being, and of course DeMar, it was special to see him have available the emergency care that he had. And as it turns out, and as we know more, that care could very well have been a difference maker. But we don't know that at all, and I don't have any data on his medical condition.
Yeah.
But I'm so proud of everyone involved, because the only thing that was of interest to anybody was his well-being and his care and the well-being of his teammates and everybody involved. So it was something to be real sensitive I'm talking about not his well-being as much as I am just the well-being of everybody that was concerned about him. And it's great to know that they're all getting the kind of attention and care that they deserve under those circumstances.
Jerry, can you ever recall having a similar feeling of fear or disbelief or just shock watching an NFL game?
No. No, I can't. And again, it was just real apparent by everybody involved, including ESPN and including the network that was involved. Everybody's immediate care went to exactly where it should be, and that is for him and his family and his teammates.
Jerry, what did you think of the way that the league handled it, as we were all just waiting to see what would happen? Were they trying to get the teams back out on the field? It took about an hour to go ahead and eventually cancel this thing. What did you think about the way that everyone involved handled this to eventually suspend the game?
And I never got the feeling that there was but one thing in everybody's mind there, and that was his care, the sensitivity of his teammates, the sensitivity of the players on the field with him. Just a complete direction of concern and direction of importance toward his health.
Jerry, like who makes the call in that situation? You know, to continue playing, to suspend the game, is that the coaches, the players that come from the league? I mean, how is the protocol there?
Again, I really, on those circumstances, can't be succinct. I know the book to postpone a game. I remember Lamar Hunt had to postpone a game in Kansas City one time, and He certainly was in the pecking order of postponing a game because of weather, as I recall. And then you had the unique time when the game was postponed because of the earthquake in California. And those protocols were a complete coordination between every constituency that's involved. And, of course, that was to save injury and lives there in California when they postponed the game because of earthquake.
Jerry, this game obviously from a football perspective did have a lot of implications from seeding and such in the AFC playoffs. In your opinion, what do you think should be done in terms of making this game up or just canceling it altogether?
Well, you know, we've pushed a lot of games, important games, and knew they were important when we were scheduling to have in the last week of the season and the next to the last week of the season, and that is borne out. And I don't have what you do there by that involves, just as we've talked, an agreement between teams. And we haven't had any chance to digest any information as to what was agreed upon regarding that game. But certainly, the right decision was made relative to the health and well-being of all the family and certainly the Hamlin himself. But all of the right decisions were made regarding consideration of the family, fans, and of everyone involved.
Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, this upcoming weekend you guys have Washington. It looks like a pretty... You know, limited path in terms of what the first playoff game. Maybe you're still in contention for a bye, but there's also the prospects of having to go on the road against Tampa, against Tom Brady, a guy that you guys have never been able to best in a game. And then the other option looks like it could be, you know, being the two seed and having to welcome Green Bay at home, where Aaron Rodgers has given you guys some problems over the years. So when you look at these situations, what is it that you want? Do you just say let the chips fall where they may, or are you rooting for a specific scenario?
No, I'd like to have the best advantage going into the playoff, which is the best scheduling. I'd like to have a game that's at the top of my list. And we all know the scenarios that have to happen for us to get a home game in the playoff. And that's one. Two, I certainly would love to have a bye. That's possible. And so those things are very important as we look at it from this perspective today. We've got to take care of business, or we know none of the buys are possible, or none of the playoff game is or having a playoff game at home is possible. But I know that's kind of the pat answer, but we do have to beat the Redskins. I mean, we do have to beat the Washington team. Let me make an X under that. We have to beat the Washington team. And so it's important to us, and make no mistake about it, we'll have it out to have a big game there.
You know, if Philly loses and you guys win, then you have potentially the one seed, but you know, also more likely the two. Do you sit and watch these games and think, man, I want to play this team, I want to play that team? Do you have rooting interests in terms of matchups that you would look at?
By the play. It's that acute, and absolutely watch them. And it's a significant thing that is influenced by what's going on someplace other than the game, the one you're in. And so that's unique. That's certainly happens now. That was designed to get it down to where these scenarios are there. And that's what makes these games so important. They're very significant to the overall quest for that Super Bowl.
Jerry, how are you feeling about your team heading in? We had Whitworth on last week who won a title with the Rams. He said, you want to be hot and you want to be healthy. How are you feeling about the Cowboys getting ready for the tournament right now?
Well, we've got a chance to be healthier far than we are today, absent something happening this weekend. But we've got a chance to be healthy with a couple of guys. Van Der Esch comes to my mind the most, but others as well, that we could really come to the front on that point, your health. And then secondly, you're ready, you're hot. Frankly, I don't know of any other time this year that I've thought that we had our hand on the button and that we were in better shape to go out and execute. We've had a lot of repetition. We've got a lot of our depth. We've got a lot of young people that played a lot this year that will serve us well as far as our depth is concerned. They'll have to play and play a lot in this tournament. And all of those things bode well for this. I thought last year we were in outstanding shape going into the playoffs regarding health and, frankly, regarding skill as far as developing young players. We're every bit as good this year.
Jerry, you know, specifically you talk about the injuries and the health there, and I know you mentioned Leighton Van Der Esch, who you guys expect back for the playoffs. If you guys have to play in the wild card round specific to Tyler Biadasz, are you confident he'd be able to be back that soon, or would that be a little bit tighter of a timeline?
No, I'm not. I don't want to use the word confident as much as I do. I'm expecting him. And because of his past and because of how he handles his high ankle, he's been there before. We've got every reason to believe he can play in the playoffs.
And on the front of, you know, we talked last week about how there was going to be a bit of a competition at that second corner spot opposite of Trayvon Diggs. We've seen some rotation with Mackenzie Alexander. It looks like Nashawn Wright has kind of taken that mantle the last two games. How do you feel about that position and that competition in trying to find some stability at that corner spot heading into the playoffs?
Well, I think Wright has some exceptional physical attributes, that height, that span, that reach, that length, and plus now he's been he's gained this experience. I think we're in good stead there. I've always thought that if he could evolve, which he is and has, if he could evolve, he could be something very special out there with all that length at 6'4". I feel good there.
Jerry, the strength of the Dallas Cowboys, you've had all year to assess it. Fantastic regular season, getting ready for the playoffs. Whether it's identity or strength, whatever you want to call it, what would you say leads the way for y'all after all these games?
Well, I think I put Dak right at the top of the list. Dak Prescott, quarterbacking, that's a real strength. I'd put the offensive line, his protection. I think that's a strong point for us. I think we have top runners and pass protectors in our running backs. It turns out we've really evolved, and I like what we do at our tight end position relative to, if you will, the passing game. And they've really evolved as protectors as well. So I really like what we've got on offense. I think that's a strength for us. And I think that we have the ability. I'm talking about the physical ability. I think we're better defensively than we have been. And I have a lot of confidence that we're coming together at the right time. So I think this is a good time to do it. Our special teams are outstanding. Our kick returners the best. And our punter and our field goal kicker, I wouldn't trade with anybody. That's special teams, and we've got a great scheme on special teams. And I'm going down the list now, and you can tell I'm pretty excited about getting to these playoffs with this team.
Jerry, you know, we obviously talked a lot during the month of December about Odell Beckham and had those conversations. But, man, T.Y. Hilton, these first 2 weeks he's been on the field, has made a ton of big plays. I guess talk about that. How much has T.Y. Hilton's performance given you what you were hoping to get when you were investigating the Odell Beckham signing?
I go way, way back. There was a player we had when I first got with the Cowboys called Kelvin Martin. And Michael Irvin later said he learned more from Kelvin Martin than anybody, any coach, anybody. And they had him right on the team with him. The difference maker for Michael Irvin. I think that we've got in T.Y. the same dynamic as to how smart he is, exceptionally smart, at the nuances of if you will, getting open, or the nuances of what your job is opposite, let's say, a number one receiver. And it can be dramatic. I think this is that. And I think T.Y. will go down as one of the great pickups. And I'm sure glad that we've got him. And he's the minute that we knew that he was available, we jumped on him.
Jerry, last question for you here. You know, Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore, they talked with the media yesterday and had a lot of questions about their future and you know, potential opportunities outside of Dallas this offseason. We know you fought to keep Dan Quinn last year. Are you expecting a fight this offseason for those two, and are you ready to compete to keep them here in Dallas?
Well, I know that success brings factual competition for coaches. That's a part of the way the NFL is structured. And I think those guys have got their mind in the right place right now. But I do think that they're going to be highly, highly positioned coaches as we go into the offseason. Now, offseason's got a lot to do with this for them as well, but they're outstanding coaches, and no question they had interest, serious interest in getting a head coaching job last year. And I think we've done a great job with our coaching staff this year. I thought what we overcame with losing Dak early was not only impressive, but it actually was a builder of resolve. It was a builder of confidence. It's a part of our personality, the way that we were able to keep this team, not keep it, but put it into contention in spite of not having Dak early. That's a big part of our fingerprint.
Absolutely. Jerry, any rest consideration for guys, or you got too much to play for against Washington?
There's too much to play for. We should go out and play know that we've got 2 weeks before we have a playoff game.
Jerry.
And a week when we get the game.
Happy New Year. Let's get this season. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I'm excited about. I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt your statement, but Happy New Year to you. And this is the way to start one. We've got a lot initially on our plate and exciting. But more importantly, we've got a great year ahead of us. And I've had a good one with you, but let's do it even better next year. Put me in, coach. No, really, my mind's going the wrong way. This is the most wonderful day of my life until tomorrow. And won't that be a dilly?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. And thanks for addressing what happened last night. Bye, Jerry.
You bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.